Welcome to another episode of Know Your Foe here on Colts.com. I'm Matt Taylor. And heading into week two, the Colts are looking for their first win of the season, as are the Arizona Cardinals, who come calling to Lucas Oil Stadium on Sunday. Joining us now to give us insight on the cards is Craig Grelew from Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. And Craig, the big storyline going into this game, or at least one of them, is the return of Bruce Arians to Indianapolis for a game setting. These two teams played each other back in 2013, but this time it's in Indy, of course. Has Arians talked about the memories of that 2012 season and his relationship since then with Chuck Pagano?
He did, and you remember that game in 2013. There was that big embrace at midfield between the two coaches prior to that game at University of Phoenix Stadium. So I think that part of it is kind of gone away for Coach Arians. What he's looking forward to is walking back into that building, seeing more familiar faces back in Indianapolis as opposed to here in Arizona. So, look, it's a big reason. I'll say this. It's the reason why that the Cardinals now have Coach Arians as their head coach. What he did in 2012 as the interim head coach when Coach Pagano was out, for why he has a head coaching position, his first one. So
right.
There are certainly a lot of fond memories, fun times. But, yeah, it might be a little bit emotional, at least leading up to kickoff. But then, as they always say, once the ball is kicked, that flies out the window.
Indeed. All right, let's talk about David Johnson. How big of a blow is this for the Cardinals' running game?
It is huge. You're talking about losing someone that had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage last season and set a goal, a personal goal for 2017, to get 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. He's not going to be back until maybe Christmas time. So all intents and purposes, he's almost done for the season. So right now, at least initially, Kerwin Williams will get the start on Sunday. It's that next man up mantra that Coach Arians likes to say. But you'll also see Andre Ellington. You'll also see Chris Johnson. They signed D.J. Foster off the New England Patriots practice squad. Whether he's active this week will probably depend on how quickly he's grasped the offense or what kind of role he might play on special teams. And then the wild card factor is Elijah Penny. He was on the practice squad all of last season, made the 53-man roster as the fourth running back. He excels on special teams. He had three tackles on special teams in week one, so he will be active in that regards. How much he'll play offensively, that remains to be seen. But you're going to see probably a little bit of that running back by committee, at least for right now, to figure out what they've got and who fits best with what they want to do. One quick point, though, Kerwin Williams also does kickoff and punt returns. Coach Arians this week saying he'll still do that. So that's a lot on the table for Kerwin Williams, who will be making his first ever NFL start on Sunday.
Yeah, Kerwin Williams drafted by the Colts in the seventh round back in 2013. He actually made the initial roster for the Colts before being waived before game one of that season. Craig Grelew is our guest. He covers the Cardinals for Arizona Sports on 98.7 FM. So with Johnson's absence, do you expect the game plan at all to change going into Sunday? I mean, how different will they attack the Colts without their premier rusher?
Well, if you talk to the coaches, they say it won't change at all. But I think that's foolish. You're going to see probably more Carson Palmer in shotgun formation just to give himself a little bit more time, because the offensive line is still a question mark with DJ Humphreys probably not going to play this week. Mikey Potty dealing with an elbow issue. So protecting Carson Palmer is going to be big. Short drops, short tosses. Maybe get the tight ends involved a little bit more. Yeah, it's always about the run game, but maybe you see Jermaine Gresham down the middle a little bit, or Troy Nicholas breaking free just on those two guys. But it has to change. Put it that way. It has to change because of how much Johnson meant to this offense and really how much the coaches spent this offseason planning for an offense centered around number 31, and now that's no longer the case.
Craig Grelew is our guest. He covers the Cardinals for 98.7 FM Arizona Sports out west. On defense, they have invested very heavily in their linebackers. They start two first-rounders and two second-rounders, including Carlos Dansby and Marcus Golden. Is that really the strength of their defense?
Yeah, and the secondary, specifically the safety position, is very strong as well with a lot of experience. But, yeah, they, especially on the outside linebacker position with Marcus Golden and Chandler Jones, they had 23.5 sacks last season. Jones had a sack against Detroit, probably should have had more because they were in the face of Matthew Stafford, just not able to bring him down. And without David Johnson, maybe those guys in that defensive meeting rooms start to look upon themselves saying, hey, we need to do a little bit more. And now the obvious question defensively for the Cardinals is, you know, how do they prepare for a Colts team that is trying to figure out what to do without Andrew Luck and might start Scott Tolzien, might see Jacoby Brissett? That becomes not an issue, but something, a different wrinkle heading into this matchup as well, because how do you plan for an offense where you're not quite sure who's running the offense?
You brought up safety. What about Antoine Bethea, the former Colt? He's 33. You never know. This could be his last year in the NFL. How has he looked to you, and how much gas do you think he has left in the tank playing safety?
At least so far in the preseason and one game into the regular season, he looks very, very fresh. I don't know if it's because he's been rejuvenated after a couple of seasons in San Francisco where winning hasn't they didn't win a whole heck of a lot. And he sees the talent in that locker room with the Cardinals and believes, as do a lot of people, that this is a playoff team, week one notwithstanding. But Bethea has been a strong influence, a strong voice in that safety room, along with Tyrann Mathieu, who's back healthy. So sometimes you'll see four, five safeties on the field at the same time just because of the talent. And then they go out and invest a second-round pick in Buda Baker, who they're very high on, playing mostly special teams so far, but a talent had a nose for the football, much like a Tyrann Mathieu.
Craig Grelew is our guest covering the Cardinals for Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Carson Palmer last year threw for 4,000 yards, and of course a Bruce Arians offense, it always likes to take its chances down the field. How much of that do you expect to see on Sunday against a Colts defense that allowed 300 yards passing to Jared Goff last week?
Well, if Palmer has the time to throw, then I think you will see those home run shots. They had a couple, one in particular, J.J. Nelson just completely dropped it. Otherwise, he would have had 45, 50, maybe even more on a deep ball. But that's been the thing over the last year and a half. Those chunk plays, you know, taking the top off the defense has not been there. Opposing defenses have taken that away. But what we saw in week one was the Lions stacking the box and trying to stop the run, specifically stop David Johnson, and putting the Cardinals in obvious passing situations. So, yeah, you're right. Coach Arians wants to throw the ball, but a lot will be predicated on how much protection, how much time the offensive line gives Palmer under center or even in shotgun, or maybe even they have to roll him out to buy a little bit more time so those receivers can get up and down the field.
All right, that's Craig Grelew from Arizona Sports 98.7 FM out west. Final thing, Craig, what's your call on Sunday? What's your gut telling you going into this game?
Well, talent for talent, I think the Cardinals certainly have a better team on paper, but you hate to think week two is a must-win game, but we all know the stat. You know, you fall 0-2, your chances of making the playoffs are not very good. So at least for myself, I think the Cardinals are going to come out and try to punch the Colts in the mouth right off the bat in that first quarter and put them away, at least try to. So I like the Cardinals to win this ball game, and if everything is clicking, maybe they can put up 30 points on an Indianapolis defense that certainly did not look good last week against the Rams.
All right, Craig, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. I believe it's the first time I read where the Cardinals are making their first trip ever to Lucas Oil Stadium. How does that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of the oddity of the NFL schedule.
Right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars this season are making their first ever trip to University of Phoenix Stadium this season. So, yeah, and that building's been around for 10, 11 years.
Right.
So I have no rhyme or reason. I don't try to figure out the schedule.
I'm right there with you, brother. That's Craig Grelo from Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Thanks for the time, Craig. Really good stuff. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.